I can do a story about a small town in Tennessee. And it's a little place called Putnam in a small little town called Baxter. The first time I went there was a cat named Johnny Barnett, dude. He's a smut country western songwriter. We went in a pickup truck, spent an entire afternoon in Putnam. It's a dangerous little town. If somebody shot and killed on Saturday night, they put in the Sunday papers, he died of natural causes, you know. Harry Dottabob, there was a bullet right behind his ear. Boy, he just couldn't cope with it. And, this is, I guess things had always been kind of quiet around Putnam County. Yeah, I noticed. I love this little shopping center down here, though. We got in early just so I could hang around there. You know? What happened? Wilmington? That's where the average age is deceased through it. No, I'm from Tuxedo Junction. Primrose Lane in Tuxedo Junction. Well, like I was saying before, I guess things have always been kind of quiet around Putnam County, almost as quiet as a Saturday night in Willimantic, Connecticut. Well, you see, it was kind of shy and sleepy, and as it clung to the skirts of the two lane, was stretched out just like an asphalt dance floor, where all the old timers in their bib jeans and their store-bought boots were hunkering down in the dirt, scratching out maps of Tennessee and lying about their lives and all the places that they've been, sucking on Coca-Colas, spitting day's work, till the moon was a stray dog on the ridge, while the taverns would be swollen until the naked eye of 2 a.m. All the Stratocasters would be slung out over the Burgermeister beer guts, and the swizzle stick legs jackknifed over Knockerhead stools, and the pedal pushers stretched out over midriff bulge, brunette curls are hanging out over Maybelline eyes, it's the old National Register singing to the tune of $57.57. And I elbowed up at the counter with every other loser in town, and with mixed feelings over mixed drinks. Well, the sign above the register said, "Hey man, if you're drinking to forget her, that's all right. Just don't forget to pay." Nice place you got here. Well, I was last called. One more game of 8-ball. Bernice was putting the chairs on the tables, and some jerk come in and say, "Hey man, anybody around here got any jumper cables?" And all the studs in town, all the studs in town were tossing them down, whistling, claiming the fame, yuck-yucking. Boasting all about being able to get more ass than a toilet seat, you know? You got any quarters for the rubber machine, man? You better give me a half dollar. I need an extra large. Gosh, I'll see you tomorrow, ma'am. Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow. Money to borrow and good night kisses as you weave home. Weaving home, leaving the little joint winking in a dark, warm, narcotic American night. Yeah, weaving home. It's home to toast and honey. You gotta start it before it. Lunch money's over there on the drain board. Now the toilet's running, for Christ's sake, shake the handle. Telephone's ringing, it's Mrs. Randall. Where the hell are my goddamn sandals? What time is it? 6 o'clock. Shit. Right. Drag your ass out. With a parent permission slip for a kid's field trip. It's downtown Putnam. Downtown Putnam on a rainy corner. Behind a weeping marquee. You know the sun will be pulling up any minute now, just like a bastard amber. Velveeta yellow cab. Be blowing its horn in every window in town. Weren't long after that to cut myself out on the road. Happened to be back on the East Coast a few years back. Time makes me a butler. Time's got hard, Christ got down on my luck. I got tired of roaming and bumming around. Started thumbing my way back to my old hometown. Christ, I made quite a few miles in the first couple of days. Shit, I figured I'd be home in a week if my luck held out this way. Well, the third night I got myself stranded at a cold, lonely crossroad. As the rain came pouring down, hungry and tired and freezing, I caught myself a chill. Just about that time. It was just about that time that she lights up an old semi on top of a hill. Boy, you should have seen me smiles. I heard them air brakes come on. I climbed up into that cab where I knew it before. At the wheel. Why, at the wheel said a big man. As I had to say, he must have weighed 210 to me. Just took out a big hand and he said with a grin, Big Joe's the name. And this here is called Phantom 309. Well, I asked him why I called his rig such a name. But you know, he just turned to me and said, why, son, don't you know this here rig will be putting them all the same? And we talk about a part of night. I told all my stories and Joe told his. I smoked up all his viceroys as he pushed her ahead with 10 Ford gear. And we listened to the hit parade as we rolled along. almost mysteriously, I was the last of my truck stop, I rolled into sight, and Joe turned to me and said, "I'm sorry, son, I'm afraid it's just as far as you go." He said, "I kinda gotta be making a turn, just up a road of peace. We damn if he didn't toss me a dime as he threw her low. Get yourself a hot cup of coffee, old Big Joe." Mrs. Joe and his rig pulled off into the night. I said nothing flat, it was clean out of sight. And I walked into your stop. Well, I ordered me up a cup of mud, saying, "Big Joe, send this dude up." The waiter's face turned kind of pale. So, "What's the matter, man? I say something wrong. I gotta say what I halfway grill." I said, "No, sir. See, it'll kind of happen every now and then. Every driver in there knows Big Joe's up. Let me be telling you what happened just 10 years ago. Out of the cold on that crossroads, as the rain came pouring down, there was a whole busload of kids. Man, they were just coming from school, cause they were right in the middle when Joe talked with him. Could have been slaughtered except Joe turned his wheels in the jackknife. He went into a skid. Folks around here, folks around here said he gave his life a safe and a bunch of kids. You know, out there at a cold, lonely crossroads, saying it was the end of the line for Big Joe and Phantom 309. It's funny, you know. It's funny, cause every now and then, yeah, every now and then, well, when the moon's kind of a golden biscuit riding across a black velvet sky, when I see that old Joe Stone giving a ride, just like you, it seems some hitchhiker be coming by. So here, yeah, son, he said to me, "Get yourself another cup of coffee, son, now. See, I kind of want you to hang on to that dime. Keep it as kind of a souvenir. Yeah, you keep it as a souvenir. A souvenir of Big Joe Phantom 309. Hey.